This is Tom Warren urging you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with our consideration of the question, is the believer in Jesus Christ saved before and without being baptized in water? We have been considering the theory that one is saved the very moment he believes, that is, by faith only, before and without being baptized. Usually those who espouse erroneous theories of the Bible do not understand the consequences of their teaching. If they did, likely many could be persuaded to give up such matters. There are, in the light of plain Bible teaching, a number of things which would follow, that is, as a consequence, if the theory of salvation by faith only were true. Let us consider some of them in the light of our trying our very best to answer the question, is the believer saved before he's baptized? And I suggest, first of all, that if the theory of salvation by faith only is true, then sinners are saved by dead faith. But James chapter 2, verse 26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. A thing which is dead is powerless, inoperative, unable to accomplish anything. One could as logically expect to be saved from his sins by faith without works as to be saved from an icy river by a corpse. The theory is wrong in the light of Bible teaching. If you were out in the middle of a lake and drowning, and you saw a man on the shore, but suddenly this man had a heart attack, collapsed, and died, of what value would it be for you to call to that corpse on the shore to save you? It absolutely could not do so. In the same way, faith without works is dead, in the same way that a body without its spirit is dead. Remember again the words of James, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Faith must be made alive, it must be made perfect before it can be resulting in the salvation of the soul. And so we see one reason why this theory is wrong. In the second place, if the theory of salvation by faith only is true, then one is justified by faith only in spite of the plain teaching of James chapter 2, verse 24, which says this, you see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. How men who claim to believe the Bible can teach in the face of this plain statement that sinners are justified by faith only is just a little difficult to understand. It is clear that the theory of salvation by faith alone is wrong in the light of Bible teaching. Note again the statement. You see that by works, that is, by acts of obedience to Christ, a man is justified and not by faith only. In the third place, if the theory of salvation by faith only is true, then one can be saved while loving men more than God. In John chapter 12, verses 42 to 43, we find the record of some men who believed on Christ, but who would not confess that faith, because they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. But Jesus said that all such people could not be his disciple. Luke chapter 14, verse 26. And so if this theory is true, the Lord would be saving people who could not be his disciples. It is therefore clear that the theory is seen to be wrong in the light of plain and simple Bible teaching. In the fourth place, if the theory of salvation by faith only be true, then one can be saved while refusing to confess Christ before men. In John chapter 12, verses 42 to 43, is found the record of men who believed on, that is, had faith in Christ, but who refused to confess their faith. If these believers were saved, and the theory of our friend who wrote the pamphlet says they were, then there would prevail the ridiculous situation of Christ saving men whom he refused to confess before his Father. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 to 33. The theory is seen to be wrong in the light of Bible teaching. Be with us next time as we continue this study.